We haven't heard much from former Republican Governor Scott Walker since he narrowly lost to Democrat Tony Evers more than a year ago. But Tuesday, Walker answered questions on a variety of topics in downtown Milwaukee. WUWM's Marty Michelson has more.
Walker spoke to a small crowd of about 40 people at the Milwaukee Press Club luncheon. He updated the gathering on what he's been doing these days. That includes leading a national effort for a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Walker says he looks forward to a new full-time job he'll be starting in 2021 as president of the Young Americas Foundation, a national conservative youth group based in Virginia. He says he plans to stay in the job for 4 years. As far as plans to run for public office after that, Walker says, who knows?
Never say never. My wife, Tonette, was exactly right. About this time last year when I was doing end of the year, end of the term, end of the tenure interviews, I wouldn't rule anything out.
Walker quipped that he's 22 years younger than President Trump, so he would definitely have time to mount another presidential bid down the line. Walker launched a bid for the GOP nomination in 2015, but was one of the first candidates to drop out of the race. He says because of the job with the foundation, he won't be running for governor in 2022. Instead, Walker says he has encouraged his former lieutenant governor, Rebecca Clayfish, to launch a bid.
I personally hope Rebecca Clayfish runs for governor. I think she would win, and I think she'd be a hell of a great governor if she was elected.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is serving his first term. Walker declined to critique the administration so far, saying that his predecessor, former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, offered the same courtesy. He says Doyle kept quiet about him during the 8 years he was governor. Walker also commented on the wide field of Democrats angling to challenge President Trump in 2020. He says if Bernie Sanders is nominated, he would pose the biggest threat to Trump in Wisconsin. Walker says while he disagrees with Sanders politically, he has one thing that the rest don't: authenticity.
I think he's the guy I'm the most concerned about because I think in the Midwest, particularly here in Wisconsin, authenticity is a big deal, particularly for persuadable voters.
Walker urged Trump to make frequent campaign stops here in 2020 and focus on kitchen table issues such as jobs and the economy. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.